Here we go. We'll clean it up just real easy.
Yes.
It's, honey, it's not what you put in your mouth that defiles you. It's what comes out. The words are the essence of what you got. One mouth and one rectum and two ears. We suggest that you engage them proportionately. All right. When you have contrast, an oyster gets a piece of sand in a mollusk of an oyster. It's a contrast, a little speck of an irritant. An irritant, a burr under your saddle. What that mollusk does, what the pearl does, is it overlays it. It doesn't understand why it has to live with a grain of sand as an irritant. It doesn't try to get up under things and stand up and knock his head off. No, what he does is they take spit, and they overlay it, and overlay it, and overlay it. That's known as nacre from... That's actually mollusk spit. And what happens is they become symbiote with that contrast. And what that contrast does is it makes and creates a fabulous, beautiful pearl of great price. And that's a benefit, but it's actually the answer to how you overlay a small, insignificant irritant in your path of joy. And once you start spitting out pearls, all of a sudden you'll realize that the cares of life do indeed grow strangely dim. The more dim they become, your contrast, the bigger the pearl gets, the less it becomes irritating. Now, it's still the essence of an irritant, okay? It's the essence of an irritant. But yet the benefit that comes out of that, like all your destructions and killings and all this kind of stuff, since there is no death, and if you leave your meat sack and lay it down somewhere, all you've done is decided yourself to lay your body down. There's lots of human creators that haven't come into their place of power that they'll tell you quick they're dead. They're just waiting on a disease, a lack of ease, to claim the body. So beyond that, once you come into this place of knowing, I think I know. Well, when you quit thinking and you start knowing, if you know where your car keys are, you don't spend the rest of the morning looking for where the last place you left them. You don't look for them. You don't think about it because you know where you left your car. You know where your bed is. You know what kind of brown party liquor you prefer. And it's very, very delicious. And so that's the simplest way to steer that back as your perfect quote and paraphrase was absolutely apropos.